One of the things one of the words you're going to hear most during this program is freedom, and freedom is one of those things that people go, well, of course money would give me freedom, because if I had money, I could do this and I could do that. Now, to me, that's not freedom, that's flexibility, right? Yes, money can give you a little more flexibility about how and when you do what you want to do, but freedom is a state of mind. I would go so far as to say freedom is our natural state of mind. We were born free. It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard not to sing.
But the kind of freedom that we can live from, the kind of aliveness that we can live from, when we don't think we're not allowed to be a certain way, we're not allowed to feel a certain way, lest if we feel too free, well, that's dangerous. If we feel too free, we won't do what we have to do. If we feel too free too soon, when we haven't earned that freedom, we'll somehow do damage with it. And my experience is exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
That the more freedom you bring to life, the more you experience and enjoy the innate freedom we're all born with, the freedom to think anything, the freedom to feel anything, the freedom to experience anything, the more wholesome the way that people live their life. And one of my favorite quotes is from the theosopher Sid Banks, and I actually put it at the front of one of my books, at the front of The Inside Out Revolution, that if the only thing people learned was not to be afraid of their own experience, that alone would change the world. Well, when you're not afraid of any experience that you might experience, and we'll talk more about that in the next section, well, then you're free to just let life be as it is. You're free to take things as they come. And when you take things as they come, when you're present to life, you tend to do really well with it.
Yeah, I agree. When I'm in the present moment and I'm looking at who I can serve and what I can do in the present moment, and I'm not trying to get into my own future with all kinds of worries and fears, usually about money for me, then the opportunities expand for me. And when you talk about freedom, for me, the freedom is always there until I get in the way of it myself. And it's always there for me if I could relax and fall, metaphorically, not really doing it, but actually allowing it and feeling it and then moving from there. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I think if we can take out what's in the way, and I know you're really good at talking about what are the things that money is actually not good for, that we keep trying to use it for, and by trying to use it for that, it's like pounding on part of a wall that's not a door and trying to get through something that will never let me through. So if I can move away from that and only use money for what it's good for, then everything gets better and the freedom gets felt. An experience that was always there. Financial freedom for me not only means freedom to make more money, have more fun making money, but the freedom to be free of worrying about money. So maybe I'm fine with the money I'm making. Maybe I have a fixed income and everything's fine as far as money goes. I don't really need to make more, and I wake up to that, and this course is going to help us wake up to that. You might not need more to have a great life. And that's okay too, because there's freedom there. There's freedom in loving what I have that can set you free of all this fear and worry. And it doesn't mean you have to learn how to make a ton of money. That'll be part of what we talk about. But the real fun here is the freedom.
And in a way, it's the freedom to do what you really want to do in your life regardless of money. So to not restrict your freedom because you don't have enough, to not think you can buy your way to more freedom, to not do the things you think you have to do to get freedom, but to live free. And when you live free, ironically, it's pretty easy to make money. And when you live in the restriction of not enough, it's really, really difficult. And that freedom is at the heart of what we're really talking about today.